everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, today I have a wonderful program for you. If you've always wanted to start your own small business or grow an existing one, you'll want to really listen carefully today because my guest is Arlene Vasquez Washburn. With more than 20 years of leadership positions within the pharmaceutical industry behind her, Arlene is now a leader in the love industry. She has won widespread attention for her matchmaking, business strategies, and relationship coaching. In 2012, she founded AV Connections, a boutique matchmaking company offering matchmaking and singles events for professional affluent singles. Now she travels worldwide speaking to inspire singles and as a mentor, trainer, and consultant for matchmakers, coaches, and other small business owners. I've worked with Arlene on several projects, and listeners, I can tell you for sure, she is smart, creative, organized, and very business savvy. So welcome to the program, Arlene. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Terry. I am so excited to be here with you after quite a few, I would say a couple of years now that we've known each other. I'm super excited to cover this topic with you.
I know, and we've even met in person several times at conferences. And so you're right, it's been about 2 years. I love it. And I've enjoyed working with you.
Likewise, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans, so the mutual admiration.
Right, exactly. Ditto, back at you. I love it. Now, before we get started on the topic itself, tell listeners more about you. What motivated you to go from a leader in the pharmaceutical industry to being a leader in the love industry?
I love this question because, some people can guess, but basically what drew me initially into the matchmaking world was that, first of all, I didn't even know that there could be a career in matchmaking. And then I had been watching TV, Bravo TV, and I saw the millionaire matchmaker, yes, Patty Stanger. And that's when I figured out, oh my gosh, this is my calling. This is what I need to be doing. So I went ahead and left my industry after 20 plus years and just took the plunge and got into matchmaking.
How did you know, though, that it was the right time or that this risk or plunge, as you say, I can see yourself just diving into the water, right, was the right time?
You know, I had so many poor choices that I had made myself with regard to relationship partners. And I was already drawn to cracking the code to relationships and also helping others do the same. So I was already voraciously reading about relationships and studying all the greats, Dr. Gottman, Gray, Chapman, you, Dr. Levine. I mean, I was just gobbling up information and research. So I knew I needed to do something in the love industry, and matchmaking was the first thing that I saw that I thought, wow, this could be it. And what I quickly realized is that matchmaking wasn't the end all. I felt, you know, that a lot of my clients were really not relationship ready and therefore needed a lot of support in getting them ready to actually be able to be matched. And right. So that drew me into coaching.
And that's so true. I mean, we've talked about this before, that people may think they're really ready for a relationship, but it takes a little bit more self-discovery, awareness, and thinking about you as an individual. Because when we match, we have to really be ready for a relationship. We can't expect someone just to be okay out there. we have to be ready. Now, I know that you're a leader in the love industry. As I said, you're a matchmaker, a relationship coach. As you take all of that in, Arlene, and you read so much, I know, I love it. Does it affect your own relationships? Do you take it home with you?
Absolutely. I have actually taken all of the practices and all the things that I read that resonate with me, that make sense in terms of relationships, and I implement it. And you and I have had this discussion. I like to walk my talk. I want to overcome and achieve the things that I would like my clients to also overcome and achieve in order for me to feel authentic and aligned to what I'm sharing with the world. So I implement everything. And of course, I don't have a perfect relationship. Nobody does. But a lot of what I've learned has actually helped me to have an amazing relationship. I mean, really, I have no complaints, as you know.
Right. We've talked about that too. How long have you been married now?
So we've been together for 7 years. And in terms of being married, I always forget because I'm like the guy in the relationship. So I think we got married in 2014.
I love it, Arlene.
I'm the worst. I forget dates. Like, it's ridiculous.
But I totally agree with you that if we're going to be authentic relationship experts, we have to walk the talk or walk the walk, whatever way you would say it. And so I do that myself too. I study something, I find something out from my long-term research project, and I bring it home so that I can give an example, so that I can tell clients and people that I've done this and it really works. And I know that you do that as well. You share you and your relationship and your person with your clients. So what types of clients do you work with now?
I work primarily with small business owners, professionals that are trying to have a successful personal relationship as well as manage their business. A lot of times they're solopreneurs or, you know, they're working with a small team and really need to hone in on what they're doing in order to be able to successfully have both a great, you know, relationship and also great business. And you know, the first message is that they're not mutually exclusive, because a lot of times I hear people that are starting businesses that, well, I can't get into a relationship right now because I'm in the middle of trying to start a business and I it's just too much. And I would say, you know, this is not mutually exclusive. When I started my business, thank God I had my then boyfriend in my life to help support me along the way. So those are my primary clients, small business owners.
Mm-hmm. So how do you tell those small business owners that they can balance personal and, you know, work lives?
I talk about integration, not so much balance, because, you know, you're never going to apply equal time to anything. It's all about integrating and letting go of the guilt that people have. If they're spending some time in their business, they feel guilty that they're not spending time with their children. And I say, no, just be present. Spend the time, quality time doing what you're doing, and allocate time for everything and integrate it and get organized about it in your calendar and everything else. And then, you know, then you don't, you can do it all. It just takes integration.
Mm-hmm. I like that word, by the way. And I used balance, and you corrected me by saying integration, which I think is really good for people to hear, Arlene, because you're right. We can't give equal amounts of time or effort to parts of ourselves or parts of our lives. So if we can integrate them better and let go of the guilt, you said, put it on the calendar, you know, use organizational skills, then we're able to have all parts of ourselves or our lives. That's what you're really saying, correct?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
And so let's say there are people out there who have small businesses right now. What are some successful strategies that you can give us or them to grow, to make a small business better, more successful?
Well, these are lessons that I learned myself going from corporate America and having a team. I was on a senior level, so I always had support. And then all of a sudden, I was doing everything myself. And there were little things that make huge differences. And I'll give you one small example. I used to go back and forth just trying to get an appointment with someone on the phone, on email, and chasing people. And the minute I found out about these little scheduling systems that are available, technology, and, you know, and that I can send one email and say, here's my calendar, please schedule a call at your convenience, and my availability was on there. This was life-changing for me because I immediately stopped wasting time just trying to get an appointment on the books with someone.
That's a good one. And so there are these systems out there that you can then send an email and say, you know, here's my schedule. Please make an appointment with me.
Absolutely. There are links. They're connected to if you're using a Google Calendar or Outlook, you connect these platforms. They're very inexpensive. And in fact, when I work with small business owners or people that are just becoming entrepreneurs, I look for a lot of technology that is available for free. And so even the best systems out there have free versions for one user. And so you don't have to pay for it. And it's a life-changing thing when you're busy trying to get it all done. And so technology for me is a big thing. If you're in the service industry and you're getting leads and things, you really need to be organized about them. And even if you're small, you need some kind of customer relationship management tool that where you can track your leads and track your phone calls and everything else that needs to be organized in such a manner that you're not losing your leads. And then, you know, because a lot of times we pay money to get leads through advertising or whatever, even time and effort. So you definitely don't want anything to slip through the cracks. So those are some of the tools that I recommend in terms of how to manage your business, especially if you're doing everything yourself.
I like that. And, you know, we're so afraid of technology sometimes. But what you're saying is use technology. It's out there. Some of it is free and it can really help us be organized as a small business owner and schedule appointments and actually open time up for us to have those other parts of our lives and selves. Correct?
Exactly, because now that you're scheduling, if you're doing networking and you set a certain allocation for the days of the week or the times in the week that you're going to network, you also want to go ahead and schedule self-care, self-love time, you know, if it's a massage or getting your nails done or spending time with your significant other or your children, you want to schedule that because once you're a small business owner and you're kind of on your own and no one's telling you what to do, you need to be self-propelled and have a system in place to manage yourself and making sure that you're focusing on the right things and spending time on the activities that will bring you money, as well as integrating your personal life if you have children and a significant other, or you want to find love.
Absolutely. Or if you want to find love. Exactly. Now, I know as a relationship expert that the relationship between clients and me, business owner, right, has to be high quality, has to be strong. So can you tell listeners, because I know they're thinking about this, first, how do I get clients? If I've established a small business or I'm trying to make it more successful or efficient, how do I get clients?
There are so many ways to get clients. The one thing that is consistent throughout is that people want to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. And so you want to definitely establish a relationship with the folks that are your potential clients. And sometimes it's not about instant clients. It's about cultivating and communicating with them and allowing them to see what you're all about so that they can make a decision, especially if you're in the love industry, you know, or even someone who is a therapist or you. People want to like you first before they decide that they want to work with you. And so they need to know something about you. And that could be in the form of your marketing in terms of content, the content that you put out, because right now, a lot of the marketing that is being done is content driven. so that people can see what you have to offer before they decide whether or not they want to work with you.
So give me an example, or give us some examples. How do I let my clients or potential clients trust me and get to know something about me? Do I share personal information about me and my relationship, or what do I do?
So it depends. I mean, that could be something. And anyone who follows me on Facebook, they see a lot of my relationship online. And that is because I'm in the relationship space and I want people to see, you know, authentically what my relationship looks like. But content could be a podcast like this, or it could be you're doing Facebook Lives, Facebook Live content, or maybe you're blogging, or sending out emails with good information, not just emails asking people to join this or do this or come to this event. You really want to share information that people can see, wow, this is amazing. If this is free, imagine if I worked with this person, the kind of information that I would gain. And so content is really one of the key ways that a lot of the online marketers and offline, you know, people who are offline doing selling products or whatever, you're still doing online marketing. So this applies to everyone.
So really what you're saying too, Arlene, is get yourself out there. You know, whether I'm retweeting or reposting, or I'm making a comment on somebody else's blog or article, or I'm doing a video, or I'm doing a podcast or a radio program, just get out there with content as well, because then clients are going to see what's, you know, important to you and what, you know, your comment on. And that's a way for clients to get to know you and trust you and build a relationship with them. Is that what you're suggesting?
Absolutely. And I just want to point out that you said get yourself out there, which is why I do the love and money thing, because if you're single, you need to get out there. If you're looking for a business, you need to get out there. So there's so many correlations between small business owners and people that are have relationship goals. So one of those things is to get out there. And then the other thing is to be consistent. So if you have an email that goes out on a consistent basis and people know to expect it and they can see it, you know, your marketing, your header is the same, or maybe it's a picture that you use, or your fonts and your colors and your logo. That level of consistency is really important in terms of presenting yourself out there as a business, as well as an individual. You want to be consistent.
I love that, Arlene. So what you're telling us is that there are a lot of consistencies, a lot of comparisons between if you're finding love, right, you need to get out there and it needs to be regular. I always talk about the mirror exposure effect, M-E-R-E exposure effect. And that is, if you're looking for a relationship, you need to go to the same places, the same people regularly. Because what we know is that mirror exposure, mirror contact increases liking. And when you increase liking, that's when you're going to actually interact and talk and connect. And so small business owners out there should do the same thing, is what you're saying. Consistency, get out there, regular contact with people in the same way is going to increase liking. I love that. I don't think I've ever heard somebody say that. And I like that idea. That is super. So hear that, listeners. Get out there, whether you're looking for love or you're looking for clients. It's consistency with the same people regularly. Mere contact equals liking. I like that.
Absolutely.
Now, what about networking? How do I network in my community as a small business owner? And what about those networking events? I get emails all the time that ask me to come to those after work networking events. What do you think about them? Do they work?
Absolutely. I think they work. And again, there's certain techniques that you need to establish when you're networking. And it's very similar to when you're dating. So when you go out to network, you want to build rapport. You know, you meet someone at a networking event, and there are questions that you could ask that it's not the same old, what do you do? You know, you could still ask someone like, what's your biggest project right now? Instead of, oh, so, you know, what kind of business do you do? Or, you know, they're just so lame, those questions. And I think, what's your best project right now? What's exciting for you? Similar to when you're dating, you know, there's the same old questions that people ask. So what type of business are you in? I mean, literally, it's almost the same exact question. And these are the kind of questions that are big turnoffs for people. What you're trying to do is build rapport and understand what people are passionate about and what are their challenges. And then maybe how can you help when it comes to the business side of things, and really asking questions and not talking so much about yourself.
You are like giving dating tips at the same time that you're giving small business tips. I like it. Ask questions. People also spend too much time talking about themselves, trying to sell themselves. And what we know science shows, Arlene, as you know this too, because I talk about it all the time, is that if we can get someone else to talk about themselves, we can ask about personal information, draw out that personal information. Like you said, what's your biggest project? What's your biggest challenge? Rather than what do you do, right? Stand out from the crowd in terms of your questions. That builds rapport, that builds connection, that builds closeness. So those are dating tips 101 and small business tips 101 is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And also keeping track, you know, when you're out networking and someone gives you a business card, which is probably what you want, because giving out business cards is not as effective as getting a business card. And then you make a note, something unique about this individual that you want to remember. And when you send them an email with a follow-up, then you mention this unique thing. If they said, oh, my child is applying for Yale or Harvard, and you know, you can send the email and say, it was great to connect with you. I was just curious how it went for your child, or I hope things worked out. I mean, if you don't want to pry or in case they didn't get in, but just do something where they can see that you remembered that one thing, and it just sets you apart from just a regular same old email that could be sent to everyone, cookie cutter. People want to feel that you connected with them, that you understood them, that you heard them, and that you heard something unique and that you're able to say it back to them. And it's very similar with dating. So
absolutely similar. Make sure that you show that other person that they're special and unique. And that is a great strategy, Arlene, listeners. Remember that. Get a business card. Write something down that's unique, special about this connection, so that when you email them later on, you can mention that special thing. That is wonderful, Arlene. Now, we only have a few minutes left. Tell listeners, as a business consultant or business coach for small business owners, what do you give them? What can you share with them if they connect with you?
I typically have a very individualized program, because we want to look at all of the different aspects of the business and see what's going on, whether it's their sales, their marketing, their process internally, so that ultimately they can scale, and also their scalability, because a lot of people are the business instead of creating a business that they own, and they trade dollars for hours. And so we get them on to creating packages and different things to be able to scale and grow their business, and also getting them focused on money-making activities and not the kind of minutiae that a lot of people get caught up in, instead of outsourcing certain things. And of course, I find them very economical ways to outsource a lot of the things that they're doing and wasting time on that really cost them money by not hiring the right people.
Excellent, Arlene. And listeners, remember, money-making activities rather than all the other things that are involved in a small business. Thank you so much for joining me, Arlene. I know we've worked together before many ways, many times, but it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I really enjoyed our discussion.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Listeners, if you want to know more about Arlene, you can visit her website at arlenevasquezwashburn.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook or Instagram or even LinkedIn. Again, Arlene Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, Washburn. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here always to help your relationships, all of them, be the best they can be. My personal website is drterrytheLoveDoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based advice that's easy to understand, include in your life. Also on my website, sign up for my free monthly newsletter because it's filled with relationship articles, tips, and strategies to improve all the relationships in your life. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.